Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Jessica Agate to my right, I think. I don't know. Depends on where you're watching or if you're listening on the podcast or if you're with us live. If you're with us live, give us a shout out. I think, am I remembering wrong or did we have you on like 10 seconds ago? Because we...
beginning of September, I believe.
Yeah. All right. So this is the beginning of October. I think typically our rule is we don't have anyone back on the podcast for 6 months, not because... you know, they're not awesome or anything. Just, we don't want to have the same guests on over and over again. The reason Jessica, I don't know how Jessica snuck on. All I know is Lindsay's like, Jessica's going to be in Cabo and you're doing an episode on how to get out of cleaning forever. And she's out of cleaning forever. Do you want her on? I'm like, yeah, everyone loves Jessica. And then I just literally, as I hit go, I'm like, wait a second, she was just on a month ago. So welcome back, I suppose.
Happy to be here.
And I think you were at, well, I think that was your house, but you were still at some beach view place last time we spoke. Is that the case or am I totally making it up?
I think I was in my office, my storage unit office.
That's right. You had the wind in your hair.
I live at the beach, so I try to be on the beach as much as possible.
Lindsay just said I had to sneak Jessica back on. So yeah, she really did. She didn't mention like, hey, Jessica was just on. She's just like, want Jessica on? She's talking about how to be able to clean you forever. I'm like, hell yeah, I do. And I was like, wait a second, she just came on. And just if you guys will all, of course, fall in love with Jessica, because who doesn't? Lindsay, if you put on the other link so everyone that's with us live or watching the replay or podcast or whatever can find more of Jessica, throw that bad boy on there. Cecilia says, hi, I just got to talk to her yesterday on the alumni calls. Good to see you again, sister. All right, so let's jump in and let's talk how to get out of cleaning forever. The key being forever, right? If you're in, throw me in the chat where you're at. If for those of you that are live, and by the way, if you're not live, and you want to be live, you're like, Mike's always talking to live people. It pisses me off. Well, join us Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. If you're part of our Facebook group, just Google Grow My Cleaning Company. You'll figure it out. Okay. So that said, let's talk through when, first of all, how long have you been in business? Let's talk there.
13 years.
Okay. So she started when she was 12, I'm guessing, give or take. So Jessica's been in business 13 years. How many of those 13 years have you cleaned? Oh, I think she's so excited. We've frozen her, which is going to be tough. Oh, but she's back. All right. How many of those 13 years did you clean?
I'm back.
You're back, baby.
I'd say on and off for really up until recently on and off, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Okay. So the whole 13 years effectively. Yeah. And you say recently, recently being a week, a month, a year, give us recently.
So, I started my business by myself 13 years ago. I cleaned by myself probably for about 3 years. And then I started hiring employees. But even though I always had staff, I still was out there cleaning because I was always taking on more business. And I was the one kind of spearheading the team on that. And then now I've been out of cleaning. I'd say the last time I cleaned was a few months ago.
Okay. So 13 years, the first 3 years, it was all Jessica, all cleaning, all the time. After that, for the last 10 years, it's been Jessica in and out of cleaning. Like, oh, I had a month off or a week off or whatever, but I never know when the other shoe's going to drop or when I'm going to have to get back in. And every time you sold somebody, you were like, I shouldn't say sold, but every time you took on a new client, you're like, part of you was going, I'm going to be cleaning this damn toilet. Is it fair? Or am I making that up?
Yeah, it's fair.
Okay. So 2 months ago, now not cleaning, I'm sure, and because here's the thing that always breaks my heart for you guys and gals out there in Cleaning Nation. There's so many of you that have tried to get out of cleaning. It's almost like losing weight or something, right? Like I tried to get out of the field and I ate real good for a week and then I, you know, fell off and I ate a whole chocolate cake or, you know, then I ended up cleaning for, you know, two, whatever. So walk me through. Have you tried in and out, like kind of relapsing and falling off the wagon, get back into cleaning, or walk us through that process and then we'll talk about what finally worked?
I'm a chronic relapser. I'm a chronic cleaning relapser.
Hi, my name is Jessica and I'm a cleaning addict.
Yeah. And I just always had, so many clients, not enough employees, situation. So I was always kind of picking up the slack. And then when I, found you guys online and I reached out to you guys and I kind of went through your program and learned about how to really get the proper systems in place on, how to have the appropriate employee funnels going on and how to actually just set systems in place behind the scenes. That's really where I've been thriving lately, is putting certain systems in place so that things are still flowing properly while I'm not there or while I'm not cleaning. And I finally just made the decision, I gave myself a quit date and I was like, that's it. I'm going to do everything possible to take care of clients without me having to be there actually on site.
And I'm telling you, I'm seeing what's happening. I want to make sure we share it with everyone. First of all, welcome to Ashley and Avery. They are also Next Level with Jessica. And I feel like they were just before you getting out of cleaning. I forget, one of you guys got out of cleaning just before the others, encouraging the other, but they're both out of cleaning forever and ever. And Denise said, can't wait until the event next week. Can't wait. Oh, and Denise is in New Jersey. So she's your little neighbor over there, sister. So a couple things. First of all, we are doing the event next week. So it is, holy crap. If you want to come and you want to get the amazing package we're going to send you, sign up right now, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. The reason I bring that up, aside from wanting you to come, is we certainly are going to talk about how to make more money and how to work less and how to get more clients and all that good stuff. My favorite part of the event is going to be the how to get out of cleaning forever. And we're going to do the best we can in the 20 minutes we've got here to help you. But the event, we're going to go in all in to the best that we can. And Jessica and Ashley and Avery are both going to be on the panel. So you'll get to talk to them. And I think we're going to have live. We'll figure it out. It's going to be awesome. I think we're going to go live and kind of let you guys pepper them with questions, but it's going to be amazing. So go to growmycleancompany.com/event, sign up for there. We will go through I'm going to do the best I can in the time that we got now, but at the event, we're going to go deep into exactly how to get out of cleaning forever. Not just the systems and the processes, but the mindset, which is what I want to talk about today. So I got to tell you, the funny thing is we put, hundreds of people through our program and you can almost watch them do the same thing. And I want to share what I saw on Jessica and her process. And I want to hear from your side, Jessica, how it felt. Cause I know how it looks like from the outside looking in. I want to hear how it looks like from the cleaner looking out. So we come in with this massive amount of confidence of, Jessica, if you just first of all, stop. It's not what you do. We'll teach you all the systems and how to do a group interview and how to do the right hiring ad and how to get it all that crap. And everyone thinks that's what it's about. And certainly you need that. But everyone gets that and they kind of adopt it at different paths. And the thing is how you look at cleaning and how committed you are to get out of cleaning. So when you came in, what changed your hope from this is going to be another time, another thing I try, and then I'm going to be cleaning again to, holy shit, I could actually part my, ooh, I don't think I'm supposed to curse. Holy heck. I might never have to clean again. When and how did that transformation take place?
I would say, honestly, it was a mindset thing, as you mentioned before, and just kind of making that commitment. But it was also the confidence of having systems behind me and people behind me and, the consistency with that as well. And knowing that I can, put things in other people's hands and kind of drop the control a little bit, because, I've mentioned before in the past and I'll say it again, I'm a total control freak. Anyone who knows me knows that I just always kind of have to have my hands around everything all the time. And once I realize that I can relinquish that control and trust other people, and just, even if it doesn't work out 100%, it's still 80% better than you actually, or me, I should say, being in the actual cleaning of it. Whatever I've got going on with the consistency and the way that my business is running and the systems that I have in place, it's still better than me doing the actual cleaning. Yes, I'm still doing things, from a level of putting that culture and those systems in place. But knowing that I have a system and a process in place for, the schedule, for example, my interview process, I'm away in Cabo right now and I have people doing my interviews on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays and the follow-up interviews on Wednesdays and Fridays. I have somebody taking care of the schedule. So just little things like that, that I know I can rely on my team to get done while I'm actually out of the country.
So we'll start with the fun part. When did you get to Cabo? How long are you going to be there?
I got to Cabo on Saturday, and I'll be here till Saturday.
Nice. Full week and hopefully mostly disengage. Yeah, actually, at the event, not only are we going to have Jessica and Ashley and Avery, we're also going to have Jason, who I think is on here, and Dylan and Daisy, a couple of our Millionaire Mastermind people. And they're going to be calling from, I think, Cancun. Also, same country, but not from where they're working. I'll tell you that much. So, yeah, I was like, hey, you guys got to come to the event. It's going to be awesome. I want to see you guys. They're like, we're in Mexico, dude. You could be up there working like a chump, but we're take some of your own advice. We're going to be out from our business, but you go ahead and work your business. So that was fun. All right. So walk me through, because sometimes it can feel like, and I want you to make sure really just for you, Jessica, a lot of times it can feel like it just happened, but it doesn't, right? And I don't want you to get a year away from it and go, yeah, I just took the program and then it magically happened, because that's not the case, right? So give me the like thought processes, maybe even two steps forward, one step back of like, okay, maybe I can do it, but what if the cleaning goes bad? And then I tried, so like, kind of walk us through the, as you went forward. And I remember your process, the reason I like having you on, your process wasn't perfect. Some people, they just put it in the place and, you know, it takes typically, you know, if you're real fast and everything works out perfect, a month, you've got your funnel up. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 months before it's really up and going. I think you were the 2 or 3 month kind, and you kind of had some like high of, I think I could do this, and then holy crap, it's not working. And like, walk us through that process. Cause I think you're typical.
It's definitely been challenging. I'm not going to lie about that. It's been challenging, but it's a lot less challenging than it was before I had any direction. You know, it was kind of out there just doing whatever, you know, trying to make things work on my own accord and just kind of doing things over and over again that weren't working. So once I started putting things in place, like I had to tweak certain things. For example, my employee funnel, certain things weren't working out with that. And I just kept going at it and tweaking and tweaking. And just never giving up is really what I'm learning through this whole process of maybe one thing works for somebody and it's, you know, it's not working as well for you. So it's kind of like tweaking, whether it's like, you know, different time frames of things or, you know, changing certain things around with the system. So, but I will say one of the best things that I really did for my business was, you know, niche a little bit, you know, within the residential. And I think really that was kind of a game changer for me because it really helped balance out my schedule and really be able to give me the confidence to say, listen, this is the clients that we're taking on and these are the ones that we're not going to be doing. And I'm talking about frequency wise and things like that. And that really helped out with my schedule a lot and really gave me the confidence to kind of move forward stronger on that respect.
So let's talk about that, because most of the time when we talk getting out of cleaning forever or getting out of the field, we talk about hiring a team and not having to clean, which is important. And we'll come back to that. But you made a really good point that we skip a lot in terms of other choices you make in your business that you wouldn't think would have to do with like what kinds of clients I take. How would that have anything to do with me cleaning? So draw that line. How does that for Cleaning Nation out there? That's like, wait a sec. How does one have to do with the other?
Well, I was really kind of unresidential. So I was really taking on any type of residential and really packing my schedule and, you know, running around like crazy, trying to fit, you know, certain people, certain like monthly clients in versus like biweekly or one-time clients or non-reoccurring clients is what was happening a lot of the time, or less reoccurring clients. And I was finding that it was really bogging down my schedule. So now I'm only servicing weekly and biweekly clients. So it's helping the schedule flow a lot better. And it's allowing us to better serve our clients as well is what I'm finding, because, you know, your prime clients that you do have on your weekly or that I did have on my weekly and biweekly schedule, for example, might be suffering with schedule changes or the amount of time that we were spending at their house because I was trying to squeeze everybody else in, you know, and bringing on new employees just to kind of service those clients when I was like, hey, listen, let me take a step back here and focus on the weekly and biweekly clients. Those are my reoccurring clients. And those are my clients who have been my clients for a really long time. So I found it's been a total game changer with our schedule and allowing things to run a lot smoother.
So I'm hearing
and the
mindset
value that we're providing to our clients too. I mean, that's so important. Being able to service them on a weekly and biweekly basis and give them, you know, the best service that we possibly can.
So what I'm hearing is you went from anytime someone throws a nickel on the floor, you got to go sweep it up along with all the dirt and scurry off with your little nickel. Even if it meant no vacation, drop what you're doing, stop doing this, you got to clean. Yep. And you, again, I want to put words in your mouth, but I, knowing the background, I know what you did as you transformed to. I have a system and a process to get clients, so I don't need to do that. We know who we're good at and we know who we don't want to do. And we make enough money in our life. We don't need to take on these crappy clients that are going to make me personally have to clean. Is that fair or am I totally warping?
Okay. Totally. Game changer.
Huge. And again, that was a mindset thing of Jessica and her value and what she was worth. And there's a lot tied up in that. All right. So let me push back on you because having coached people through this, I've only heard 100 times all the objections as to why they're afraid. And jump in, Cleaning Nation, for those of you guys that are live with us, put in the chat questions, comments, encouragements to Jessica. So let me push back on that. Well, Jessica, you don't understand. If I stop cleaning, if I don't take this little $200 thing, I make so much money on my one-time cleans. That's where all my profit is. And I do, if I do that, I'll be broken homeless. Talk, you know, speak to that.
No, you're going to run yourself into the ground. Like I was running myself into the ground, doing that. So, no, that's, you know, that's not the case.
So I've only seen this 1,000 times. We'll talk your story. So when you started being more selective about your clients, over how long, right? Did you do it like rip the band-aid 2-day kind of thing, take a month or two? Hold on, this is two-parter. So how long did it take? And profit. I don't care about cash because we get tied up in top line. Oh, I'm a $10,000 company or a 50 or a 10 or five. You know what I'm saying? None of that makes any difference. It's not how much you make. It's how much you keep, right? So let's ignore. Honestly, I don't really care if your top line revenue went up or down. You're welcome to share that or not. Not the numbers, just the if it went up or down or stayed the same. But your profit, how much money went to Jessica's thing? So over how long did you kind of make this shift to I pick who I want. I'm going to fire people if I have to. And did your income stay the same, go down and then up and then down? Like walk us through that piece.
Honestly, it went down a little bit because of the number of clients that I had, but the quality went up and the more, you know, the profit is on its way up.
Okay.
So I'm at the point right now.
When you say a little bit, your profit went down 10%, 20%, half. Give us a number on that. Or not a number, but a percentage.
Profit went, honestly, everything was pretty much cut by 50% in the beginning.
Okay. So your top line, whatever your business was,
the gross was cut 50%. And then the profit went up to about 80%, I would say. Does that make sense to you with the number of clients that I had?
So so first of all, how long did it take you to make the change, right? Did you do it like?
It was over 2 months. I'm an instant gratification person. So I really have been kind of like really trying to get things done very quickly. And then I realized, listen, this has to be a little bit of a process here. Like don't try to get it all done at once. So I would say over the past 2 months, I don't want to say firing, but getting rid of like the monthly and one-time cleanings. And then like, I did a lot of like summer rentals and things too. So my gross went down about 50%.
Okay. So
I have to say,
what about the amount that you took home? So, cause again, that's not important, but it's not the most important. So gross, we keep an eye on, but we really care about how much money you put in your pocket. Did that go down by half as well?
It went down about half, but I'm on the way back up from actually like raising clients' prices and things like that.
So now we're, and I'm going to look at your P&L offline because I bet you didn't go down by half. We'll assume it's half. And now you're weaseling your way back on for 2 months from now when you can be like, oh, okay, I'm back up to where I was or above. So I'll be honest, typically that isn't that drastic. Typically what will happen is your top line revenue will go down by 20, 30% and your net profit or your gross profit, the amount that you could take home, honestly, typically stays about the same. So if it went down by half, that would be extreme. And that's scary, right? And again, yeah, because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't handle losing, you know, half of my revenue. But I'm like, you and I, we're going to go over your P&L. I want to look at it, but I'm going to take
you. Once I raised the rates, that went back up, you know, for my clients. So the actual amount that I was keeping in my pocket has gone up, especially since I'm not cleaning. Don't forget, I'm not cleaning now either. So
wait, I'm still confused.
For me to not be cleaning and whatever, my profits.
Whatever you took home, your pay went down, up, or stayed the same?
It went down, but it's going back up.
Okay, so we were here and then we went down and now we're headed back up.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm on the up.
Cool, and this has been over about a 2-month process.
Yeah.
Cool. And I want to encourage guys, gals, the problem is once you're cleaning, you really don't have, that's a job, right? Like you can't, if you stop cleaning, you'll get paid. Like if you were in Cabo and you were doing all the cleaning, which yeah, Ashley says working on embracing P&Ls. Yes, we don't want to hate them. We want to love them. And oh my gosh, just so you know, Jessica, Illinois said, I was trying to everything at once. I got so overwhelmed. So definitely Cleaning Nation out there. I want to encourage you. We want sl not slow, but we want steady progress over radical. We got to do everything at one time. Ashley says they're gonna, you guys are gonna embrace your P&Ls together. So we'll have a big happy. Just you wait. We're doing our next level meeting in November. They're gonna be embraced. Don't you worry.
They're
All right.
almost there.
So I want to wrap up, but I want to make sure everyone gets everything. So the big thing I heard was we're more selective about who we were taking. And I love that you were willing to be like, yeah, if it takes a short term, Bobby's giving you the wave, by the way. If it takes a short term decrease in profit or sales, but that's the only thing that's going to allow us to take a long term up, right? Because you found as long as you were cleaning, you were kind of at a plateau, right? I don't think you were ever going to be able to get beyond that until you got out of cleaning. Now, cool thing is you're like, I could work on my business and actually create systems and processes and sell and all that sort of stuff. Fine. Or I could be in Cabo. Or I could do both, just not at the same time, right? Sometimes I'm in Cabo, sometimes whatever. So I love the freedom of now you at least know you can do that. All right. That's on the client side. We got to wrap up. Give us the one big takeaway you had, or the one big shift you made to go from the mindset of the belief of, I guess I'll just be cleaning, you know, I'll probably have to always clean. What's the one big takeaway you can give to Clean Nation to move from that to, God, I could be out of cleaning forever? For real.
You just have to commit to it. You have to make a decision, or I just had to make a decision that again, I was just going to do everything in my power to put things in place and processes and systems in place so that I don't have to do the cleaning myself. I realized now that it's I don't know how I did it all. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how I was doing it all and still running my business at the same time because I don't even have time to clean anymore. I don't have time to clean because I'm busy working on building culture with my business and putting systems in place and client client attraction and employee attraction. And I'm busy working behind the scenes to get my business to a point that it's completely running without me. And so that maybe one day, well, not maybe, my goal is to sell my business one day. Whether, it's running, it'll be running without me. I'll be, putting everything in place so that I'm still obviously collecting a paycheck at the end of the day, but eventually my end game is for me to sell my business. So I'm doing everything I can to put that in place so someone can, it's attractive for somebody to come into my business and say, hey, you know what? Like, this is a viable business here that everything is in place. We can walk into this business right now, take it over, and it'll still be making us money, and we don't have to be Jessica.
In a week in Cabo is a heck of a good start for that. And it's so funny watching people, you know, kind of in our elite program at the beginning, worried about all this stuff, and then we move to the next level. They're taking weeks off in the Millionaire Mastermind. They're taking months off.
Yeah,
And again, as much as
pretty
I
tough.
love the money part of it, and we should be making more, we'll talk about that more. But the time is irreplaceable. The money is replaceable. So, guys, gals, if you're like, holy crap, I want this. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to give you a quick tease. So, Jason said, is she going to do the worm before she gets off the air? And James says, the worm master. And Christy says, Jessica's an inspiration. James says, she's an inspiration. So, I will tease you with the worm and what that means in a second. If you are like, yes, I want this. I want more of Jessica. I want to know how to get on my business forever. I will give you a challenge. Step one is to take 3 days in a row consecutively to focus on your business as opposed to in it. We are giving you a framework to do that together with a group like Jessica was talking about, the support of community. It's so much easier when you have other people asking and answering the same questions about what do I want and why am I not there and how do I get there and all that good stuff. If you would like to walk through that with us and Cleaning Nation, we are getting a lot of people agreeing that that you are an inspiration, sister. So you are touching not just your team's lives and your employees' lives, but all of Cleaning Nation here is falling in love with Jessica. So if you want to be like Jessica when you grow up, or you're like Jessica in that you're out, but you want to start scaling, we are going to take 3 days out of your business. And for all of you going, I got to go, someone threw a nickel on the ground, I got to go clean it up. If that's your commitment, that is going to be the reality you move forward with. If you're like, I got to have this. I'm committed to have this. I want to be on the beach with or adjacent to Jessica. You've got to make that decision. And again, it's not even the event, it's you deciding to, I'm gonna make this happen. So if, oh my gosh, I just put Jason's comment and it got huge. If you're debating, make the decision, attend the event, life changing. He's just saying that because he's gonna be there and he's gonna be awesome and he wants everyone to see him. But we love you, Jason and Kim, Team Jim. So growmycleancompany.com/event. Next week, we're gonna spend 3 days working on your business as opposed to in it. I'm personally flying out to San Francisco. We rented a whole studio. We've got people coming out. We're gonna have a panel like Jessica and Jason and Ashley and Avery and just all sorts of cool people telling you how to get bigger, how to get more time, how to get more money, all that good stuff. It's going to be awesome. Jessica will virtually be there. You're welcome to come, sister. You want to come to San Francisco, we'll put you on the real stage, but she'll at least be on the virtual stage. Tracy.
I'll be on virtual stage.
Yeah, Tracy, our mindset coach, she's going to be there for the real stage. It's going to be awesome. So I will
see
you there.
Can I say one more thing when you're done?
I am done. Jessica's going to finish this out. Go right ahead, sister.
I just wanted to make a point too, to say that I've been away on vacation before through my years of business, but it's a totally different story this time around. I'm away in Cabo and I'm not stressed out. I'm not worried because I know that my team is doing what they need to do and making the decisions that they need to make to keep their day rolling and answer and handle any curveballs. And you know, it's just a different game. It's a different situation. I'm not stressed out like I used to be when I go away. I was like, I hardly had a vacation because I was like so stressed out managing things from afar. And now that I have everything in place, this vacation for me is the first vacation that I like wasn't stressed out before I left. And I'm not worried. And I know my business is in good hands. And that's like means everything in the world.
There's a complete difference between working from a different location and calling it a vacation and taking an actual vacation where you're like, I'm going to have some time outside of my business. And I'm so proud of you, sister. That's amazing. That is a big deal to be able to really have a vacation as opposed to just, you know, and then again, there's guilt, you know, depending on family, who's with you on vacation, there's all this guilt around why are you working? And you're like, I have to. And so proud of you, sister. Now I'm bummed. I'm not going to, you're not coming to the October event, but I will see you in November along with Ashley and Avery. And that's going to be awesome. All right. Cleaning Nation, you guys are amazing. Taylor Hill is giving you all the shout out. Jessica, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. I will see you there. That's
awesome.
It. See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.